Rock and Radio, the Wall of Sound.
Forever. This is the BBC Home Service, and here is the news.
On the tiny blue transistor radio.
He bought it for my birthday, just one short year ago. Tiny blue transistor radio. And the man at the radio station made a special dedication to Jimmy and the girl that he loved so. We kissed each other gently as we listened so intently.
Radio, she takes it everywhere we go. She takes it when we go out a walking, even to a movie show. What out just last night in the pale moonlight, I asked her for a kiss. But instead of hearing her whisper sweet words of love, all that I could hear was this. Where my baby lives to ask her for a date. There I was walking up the garden path around about a half past eight. When I heard a sound made my poor heart pound. It stopped me in my stride. I seemed to hear the voice of another guy coming from inside.
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight with no one to call. Maybe that's 'cause you're 11 feet tall. All the world's a stage, they say. I've often heard that said. But I don't have a wooden heart. I have a wooden head.
I'd like to take a transistor radio and throw it in the deep blue sea. I'm so jealous of a transistor radio, 'cause it takes her mind off me. I said, oh baby, please be mine. I want you for my own. Tell me, is your love for somebody else, or is it for me alone?
It's also for Nagayo Guki of British Honduras, Umbongo Appledurian of New Guinea, and Fred Glockenlocker of British West Hartlepool.
I swore to her that I would be always true and love her all the while. And on that oh so happy day in May, I took her down the aisle. Now do you take this man to be your loving husband? The preacher softly said. But he never heard you say I do, 'cause this is what he heard instead.
Gumma, 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 yeah, yeah. Gumma, 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 yeah, yeah.
You told me you were just 18. On on the telephone. I thought that you meant 18 years, but you meant 18 stone, big fat mama.
We went to spend our honeymoon down on the island of Capri. I found ourselves a very small hotel, as quiet as could be. But when I got up to our room upon our wedding night, this is the sound that reached my ears as I switched out the light.
Darling.
Here, where's the radio?
Music he wants.
Cause they think that it's treason. So you had better do as you were told. You better listen to the radio. I wanna wanna bite the hand that feeds me. I wanna bite that hand so badly. I wanna make them wish they'd never seen me. Some of my friends sit around every evening and they worry about the times ahead. But everybody else is overwhelmed by indifference and the promise of an early bed. You either shut up or get cut out. They don't want to hear about it. It's taking so long to conceal. But the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel. Radio is the sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. They say you better listen to the voice of reason. They don't give you any charge cause they think that it's treason. So you had better do as you were told. You better listen to the radio. Wonderful radio, the marvelous radio.
Seen her face before, but I hear her on my radio from 1 a.m. till 4. She's playing all my favorite records. She tells me all the latest news. I take her into my bed each night. She rocks away my blues, cause she's my girl. She's my radio girl. Yes, she's my girl. My radio girl. Call her on the telephone. And when I hear her voice on the other end, I don't feel all alone. When I ask her to play that old song for me, this is a man's man's world. She always plays it right away, cause she's my radio girl. Oh yeah, and she's my radio girl. Well now she's my girl. She's my radio girl. My radio girl.
Rocket down. We don't want no rock DJ.
We with the floor show, kicking with your torso. Boys getting high and the girls even more so. Wave your hands if you're not with a man, cause I kick it. All you got, you got, he got everybody. All you got the gift, gonna stick it in the gold. It's time to move your body. I've been long back in business. Can I get a witness? Every girl, every man. Do you hear me? Ground control, can you feel me? Need permission to land.
I don't want to rock, DJ. You're making me feel so nice. When's it gonna stop, DJ? You're keeping me up all night.
Music for your masses, give no egg, no backstage passes. I have a proper giggle, I'll be quite polite. But when I rock the mic, I rock the mic.
Right.
You got no love with you with the wrong man. It's time to move your body. If you can't get a girl, but your best friend can, it's time to move your body. I don't wanna be sleazy. Baby, just tease me. Got no family plan. Houston, do you hear me? Ground control can.
I'm just getting warmed up.
One, two, three, four. It's so groovy you can sit yourself down. Tune in to your favorite station. Getting some good relaxation as you listen for dedication as you come holding to the radio.
AM, FM, AM, PM, all day, all night radio.
The parking lot, you know it's always dark, but the lot was overcrowded with Fords and 88s. The people in the backseat were all dead. So we just pulled out
because it's so groovy, you can sit yourself down, tune into your favorite station, getting some good relaxation as you listen for dedication is coming to the radio.
Blue sounds, big hits, Goldie's radio.
At the very next corner, I pulled up to a Jag. The driver turned around and he challenged me to drag. I looked at the highway stretched out ahead, and I told my baby to take him easy and to tell me if she heard our song on the radio. Well, after a while, we were leaving him behind. We were singing with the record, a favorite song of mine. My baby died, you know, to give him the finger. Well, I just didn't notice as she fell out of the window. I was singing, singing the song with the radio. Well, I turned around quickly, she looked very sickly. I felt myself crying, my babe, she was trying to give me a hand. She kissed me one last time, and we were in the last bar. Sometimes when I'm riding late in the evening, I can feel her beside me, hear her singing to my old love. You know she's somewhere above me. I can always taste her lips when I kiss my ears, and I sing. Well, it's so groovy, you can sit yourself down, tune into your favorite station, getting some good relaxation as you listen for the dedication to come home in. AM, FM, AM, PM, all day, all night radio.
That's why God.
All right, good evening, my friends, and welcome once again to the Bit Slap, where tonight we celebrate radio. I'm grateful for radio. I guess I'm not really on it, but I'm part of it as, I don't know, what are these things I do? Podcasts? Okay, I'll take that. It's the radio of the future, I guess. Spotify, Signify, Panduzi, all those things. They've taken the place of what radio really was, which was kind of a spontaneous thing. I don't know. But I'm grateful. I don't listen to the radio anymore because I am the radio. I have I spend more time listening to various tunes to bring to you, the listener. And I'm never bored, and I'm always finding something new, okay? So that's my story, okay? Tonight we started with Slade, Radio, The Wall of Sound. Golden Days of Radio was Bill Nelson. The tiny blue transistor radio. How many of you had one of those? I had two or three of them. That was Connie Smith. Benny Hill. Yeah, he had a recording career before he wound up on TV doing silly stuff. He just sang silly songs like Transistor Radio from 1961. Since Our Hen House Has a Radio, The Hens Are Much Happier was the Hoosier Hot Shots. That's apparently a very old song. I've had a lot of different versions of that. Radio Radio from Elvis. That is the alleged Capitol Radio version. At least that's what it says here, so I'll just let it go. Marshall Crenshaw, Radio Girl. I like to think of Allison Steele when I hear that song. I think he does too. Although, no, he's from Detroit, so I don't know. On the Radio from Cheap Trick off of their third album, Heaven Tonight, from 78. The Wurzels, Rock DJ. They've been at it for 50 years or more. Do not discount the Wurzels, okay? And then Hackamore Brick, whoever they are, and simply Radio. And then That's Why God Made the Radio was the Beach Boys, okay? And That's Why God Made the Radio for here, for KBC Radio, and for you. So hang on, we got more.
Let's go! This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Hey, Ren, do you mind if I turn on the radio while you read your paper?
Huh? Oh, sure, Stimpy.
Bing! Will you turn that blasted radio down? How do you expect me to concentrate? Stimpy!
Oh, yeah! That was Godzilla Knows Where Elvis Lives by the Clapperheads. And now, Tay-Days would like to announce a contest!
Ren, a contest!
Hey, all you cats out there in Radio Land, let me ask you something. Did you ever want to be a DJ? Did you ever want to have your voice heard by millions of people? Did you ever want to play today's top hits and give away thousands of fantastic prizes? Well, here is your chance. Just dial 555-KDAZ and be caller number 5 and you will be DJ for a day. That's right, be caller number 5 and win DJ for a day.
Out of my way, Ren. I must be caller number 5.
It sounds like a scam to me.
But, Ren, I've wanted to be a DJ ever since I was a kitten. I was born in the back of a wooden radio. The humming of the tubes taught me how to purr. I love the DJ's voice. Dream that I could be one as I drifted off to sleep while Mama licked my throat. I wanna be a DJ on the radio.
A DJ on the radio.
I'd be the coolest cat in town when I did my show.
A DJ on the radio.
Stuff away is what I like the best. I wanna be a DJ on the radio.
On the
I'm an old disc jockey, got the DJ blues, got a way low feeling that I just can't lose. I spin records all day and half the night. How the people carry on, well, it just ain't right. Well, I got a letter in the mail today. It said, "Dear Hank, will you please play a tune for my honey with eyes of blue? No name at the bottom, just you know who." 19 cards and a letter that said, "I wish to heck that you drop dead. You don't ever play anything but corn. Sit around all day and toot your horn. Now looky here, friends, that just ain't true. I do my best to get along with you. Just write me a letter and be real nice. I'll play your song, maybe play it twice." Card in the mail that said, "Dear friend, why don't you dig a hole and then fall in? I won't stand for that, I'm telling you folks. I'd leave today, but I'm flat broke. I'm sorry, friend, but that's the way I feel. There ain't no money in this here deal. Gonna quit spinning records, you can take it from me. Gonna get me a good job in TV. I'm only kidding, I want you to know. I make some money and a little bit of dough. Come on at 2 and I'm off at 4. Play country and western and a little bit more. But there ain't no use in me working so hard. Got a catfish hole in my backyard. So grab your pole and come along with you. I'll see you tomorrow along about 2. Good Lord willing and the creek don't rise."
WoWo announcers, and welcome to our weekly WoWo announcers meeting. Is everyone here? Chris Roberts.
I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Jack Underwood, you're looking good. Now, where's Bob Sievers?
Here I am.
Oh, hi, Bob. There's Ron Gregory back from vacation.
Hello.
Paul Ellis, would you please remind the other announcers when you're on?
Well, it's late in the evening.
How about you, Rob Westerby?
In the fall of the night.
Now, you all know how we run our meetings, right, Terry Morgan?
Don't you know, step by step.
Farm Director Dave Russell, what have you got to say?
I was born and raised down in Alabama. On a farm way back up in the woods.
Now, to start our announcers meeting, station manager Bill Latz would like to say something. Bill?
I don't want no damage, but how am I gonna manage you?
Bill, who do we have to thank for the honor of your visit tonight?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Thank you, Bill. Jay Gould, you wanted to say something?
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees.
Wait a minute, Earl Finkel's here. Earl, you're late again. What have you got to say for yourself?
I know it's raining again.
Anything else?
It's gonna be a cool night.
Well, is that what you expected?
You know it's always cold at night.
Oh, great. All we need now is snow.
All the conditions are right.
Wait, there's the WoWo mobile unit. Victor Locke has this word from the bypass. Victor, what can you see?
Neon signs are flashing.
Yes, what else, Victor?
Cadillacs, Lincolns too, Mercurys and Subarus.
Victor, if we need you, where will you be?
Under any neon sign.
Well, now Jerry Hoffman's calling in. Yes, Jerry. Let's get the meeting going. The first order of business, is anybody hungry?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's get a pizza.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Terry Morgan, why don't you go get us a pizza?
I can't go for that.
All right, I'll call and have one delivered. Hello, pizza delivery. We want a pizza for the disc jockeys. Hey, what was that, Seavers?
Somebody's knocking.
Jack?
Who can it be knocking at my door?
Paul?
Someone's just outside.
What do you think, Rob?
You don't have to answer.
Oh, it's the pizza.
I'm bringing it to you personally.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Wait a minute. Terry Morgan, you're sitting in Jack Underwood's chair.
I know that I'm out of place.
And Ron, what are you going to do with that pizza?
Take it away.
Bob, Dave.
We both want it.
Do you know how important this is?
So urgent.
So what you're trying to tell me is this pizza is more important than our weekly WoWo announcers meeting?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Good evening, comrades. The Soviet Broadcasting Company invites you to the Geeky Klokrovich Show. And here he is, the rock and roll ski, Geeky Klokrovich.
Hello, boys and girls of the People's Army. We have another exciting show for you today, brought to you by the Siberian Railway and Salt Company. But first, a word from our sponsor.
How do you do? Siberian is the railway that takes you away from everything. Visit your family and friends on our vacation wonderland. Picks and shovels, furnished at no extra charge. Now here's a word from one of our satisfied vacationers. Now back to Dickie.
Well, it's time for the number 10 song in Moscow this week. It's a number with a good sock called I've Grown Accustomed to Your Fist by the Chain Gang Quartet.
We interrupt the Dickie Klokrovich Show to bring you a special news flash. The Chain Gang Quartet, Dickie's in-person guest for tonight, will not appear due to an unfortunate accident. After publicly insulting the Soviet government, the four singers suffered severe heart attacks, which were followed by a series of automobile accidents. Now back to Dickie.
Well, that brings us to the number 9 song this week. Very popular with the soldiers stationed in Hungary. Called Wake the Town and Shoot the People. This was recorded on the scene of the Hungarian revolt by the infantry and tank corps.
We interrupt this program once more to bring you some important news flashes. As you know, the Commissar of Water and Power last week confessed to high treason, after which he was taken suddenly ill with high blood pressure, followed by an unsuccessful operation, followed by a fall 13 stories from his hospital bed under the wheels of a speeding government automobile, which just goes to prove that old saying, some days it just doesn't pay to get out of bed. His wife and accomplice, who also confessed, will be taken ill with a broken neck, followed by an automobile accident shortly. Now back to Dickie.
A little later in the show, we will play a record that is fast rising in popularity in the Soviet prisons. Acid Gets in Your Eyes by that famous Russian composer Who Bit Your Nose Off. Fortunately, we have him with us today. Tell me, Who Bit Your Nose Off, what is your opinion of rock and roll, Ski? You like?
I like.
Easy to dance to?
It's difficult.
Thank you, Professor. Now it's time to give our special youth award away. This week, our award goes to Georgi Shlamilov for launching his own homemade rocket at the moon with his entire family aboard. At this time, there is something I would like to say about some rumors that are going around about me. The rumors are that I have denounced the Soviet government and praised America. Well, it's all true, America. Can you hear me?
We interrupt the late Dickie Clarkovich to tell your loyal comrades, Dickie will not be back tomorrow due to a nasty fall, which will be followed by an automobile accident, I am sure. Good night, comrades.
can hear it wherever you chance to go. There's no static in the air, and it never need repair, and it is not so with heaven's radio. Down almost level with the ground, broadcast to Jesus, for he's always listening. He will give you courage new, make you feel like going on through, for my precious Savior's always listening. Well, heaven's radio over on other shore. My precious Savior's always listening. There's no static in God there, and it never needs no repair. And my precious Savior's always listening.
Since the beginning.
Oh, yes, they have.
We're the voices in your head. And we're starting a podcast. Let's bring out our first guest.
Who is plotting against you?
We're the voices in your head.
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 Coming up. up, we have a special interview with Joy from Inside Out, conducted by our own Paranoia. It's quite enlightening. And don't forget, next week we're planning to do a remote podcast from another part of the body. I can't say where yet, but it should be really exciting. Horatio Sands will be on that one, right? Oh, yes, I think he will.
Jet 94, KFRC, NAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAA You all remember this one, don't you? Sure you do. It's a radio talkover favorite for years. Yes. Yes. Anyway, all right, so we started with, let's see, what did we start with? Let's look back at time here. Roll back the way back. Do you remember rock and roll radio? From, of course, the Ramones. Wouldn't be a radio show without the Ramones. This is my fourth radio show, and this is the first time they've shown up, so don't tell me. Ren Stimpy, I Want to Be a DJ, from a whole concept album of theirs about doing their own radio show. I'm scared to listen to it, so, but that's the beginning. There's more. Hank Harrell on the Cap Rock label. That was the DJ Blues. Classic Rock Cutoff Date was the first of three tonight from Power Salad. I like Power Salad. I don't know where they came from, but they got all kinds of interesting stuff that I'm just finding. This is what I do. I just find stuff, and I run with it. Sometimes it trips me. The WoWo staff meeting, WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana. That was put together by Chris Whitting in 1962. We heard from, Bobby Roberts, Russian Bandstand. That was from 1959. Pledge your money was a thing from R. Stevie Moore from way back in the FMU days. I don't think he's associated with the station any longer. But you never know. Stevie Moore is full of surprises. I think that was probably Irwin back there on drums. Don't quote me. Heaven's Radio was Bessie Griffin, I'm sorry, my eyes. Voices in Your Head have started a podcast from, guess who, Power Salad. Let's see, Alex Bevan from 1977 for WMMS Radio 100.7 in Cleveland. The Buzzard Song. And then The Modern Industry from Fishbone. So there you go. I got a few more for you. Stay tuned because it's not over yet. And I'll be back next week with some more stuff. You know, I'm cleaning and pressing stuff nowadays, so it's good. But hey, have a good weekend. I'll see you.
He's the only DJ. from this discarded hoagie. A little bit to the right.
Little Betty Bouncer is kind to her people and a nice girl, more or less.
But at present, no joke, she's causing her folks no end of deep distress.
For she is quite mad about a man she's never met.
And it's all through an innocent Christoset.
Little Miss Bouncer loves an announcer down at the BBC.
She doesn't know his name, but how she rejoices when she hears that voice of voices.
Absolutely tireless, sitting at the wireless.
Poor little Miss B.
It's the man who announces with such a lot of passion in it.
The Daventry shipping forecast will follow in a minute.
Little Miss Bouncer loves an announcer down at the BBC. She almost passes right away the silly little clown whenever he announces that the station's closing down.
You'd think from her behavior when he mentions oscillation that there wasn't any difference between that and osculation.
His voice must be peculiar. For the other afternoon, he spoke of Mr. Jetson, and she fell into a swoon.
Another night she wept aloud and tore her flaxen tresses, because he hadn't mentioned her among the S.O.S.'s.
When she came to, this sentimental kid couldn't stand it any longer, and what do you think she did? Little Miss Bouncer wrote to the announcer down at the BBC.
The answer she received is worth reciting by return of post in plain handwriting.
All addressed and dated, this is what it stated.
Dear little Miss B.
Here's a picture of my babies, and the eldest is the laddie, who you may like to know is the image of his daddy.
To dear Miss Bouncer from the wife of the announcer, down at the BBC.
What they've done to the airwaves. Oh, oh.